I have been away for 3 years in exile, and the time has come, I think, for me to return so that I can help reorganize the opposition in my country. You have to be very ready with your hand camera, because this action can become very fast.
Yes.
In a matter of 3-4 minutes, it could be all over, you know. And I may not be able to talk to you again after this.
Pinarel, Jacquino! Pinarel! Tinamaan daw! Tumbaraw! At meron pang isang tinamaan!
Neither you nor anyone in your government nor your wife Imelda Marcos had anything to do with this assassination. Is that correct?
Let's not be ridiculous. Why should we want to kill Aquino? That's the most idiotic suggestion ever made.
Because he was a threat to you, I suppose, people say.
Of course not. He was no threat to me. He was not even ready to run for president. Aquino was an aspirant, of course, but he wasn't going to get it.
The night before he left Boston, I was telling him I couldn't sleep. I was feeling very cold, and I had shivers, and you know, this summer in Boston, and it wasn't all that cold. But I finally had to get up, put some socks on, and I said, you know, Dad, that's what I call it, I really feel so cold, and I guess I'm very nervous. And this is exactly how I felt when you were arrested the first day of martial law. And he said, well, we've talked about this for a long time, and I've explained to you that this is something I have to do and that I have to leave tomorrow.